the authoritarian monster he was. And there's, like, you can find quotes on this about him supporting Mussolini and, to a later degree, basically begging Franco to not join the war, which he was somewhat successful in doing, very successful in doing, basically by appealing to Franco's own nationalistic grand European.
Well, that's why
tendencies.
Franco lasted so long, because, you know, Hitler, but you still got Spain to go. Yes. Come on, go forward. Attack him.
Literally,
too.
The reason why Franco lasted so long is because Churchill made a deal with him that if he didn't enter the war, Britain would have no quarrel with
him. And he lasted up to 74 or 75.
So we're almost out of time, but I just want to say the article that I was going to reference from, maybe we'll just give a quick quote. It's The Real Winston Churchill by Richard Seymour.
It's in Jacobin.
Published in Jacobin, 2018. You can get it at jacobin.com. Churchill was no hero. He was a vile, racist, fanatical about violence and fiercely supportive of imperialism. The quick quote I'll read, in addition to the ones we already talked about, which were really good. Quote from Seymour's article, as an imperial tactician, Churchill recommended fighting the insurgency in the British Mandate, Iraq, by gassing them. Mm-hmm. Indeed, he had already pioneered such deadly weapons in Russia against the Bolsheviks. Mm-hmm. It is important to recognize that, as with his support for aerial combat, he tended to justify this as a humane, high-tech alternative to more brutal methods. I'm strongly in favor of using poison gas against uncivilized tribes, he wrote, before explaining the moral effect should be so good that the loss of life should be reduced to a minimum, meaning he's just going to scare them so badly. Et cetera. Churchill, as a liberal Tory, ought to have been alarmed by the rise of fascism, and you gave that quote. And here he says, yet he was overwhelmingly sanguine, meaning not worried at all. Mussolini, good bulwark against communism, et cetera. So we should get into this next time. And we thought of talking about it. We'll get into this more in the future shows. Because he's being idolized in the American, because a movie came out with this actor that everyone knows. You know, this is horrible stuff.
Him?
Horrible revisionism. Yes. Yeah,
and he's very much taken up as a hero within British education as well.
Yeah, which sort of shocked me a little bit.
Has declined to some degree in terms of how people revere him, but it's still very much existent, especially
look
in older generations.
How great it was in Britain with their national health care system. You couldn't have that with him still in power.
Mm.
Yeah. No, they
got rid of him.
That's the contradiction. If Churchill was such a wonderful hero, why'd the people kick his butt out of office as soon as they could in '45? Boom, see you later. And brought in a left-leaning Labour Party that brought in National
they
Health Service.
They gave the jet engine to the Soviets to, here, we give you our best jet engine so you can advance your
There's also,
abilities.
Another interesting point. Churchill was the first, and in terms of the World War II, was the first one to start openly bombing civilians with his air raids.
Yeah, he loved that.
Churchill started.
That's in the article too. Yeah,
not Hitler.
Yeah.
Not the Nazis.
Yeah.
Churchill started.
Well, the Nazis did it in Spain in Guernica, but you're right.
In terms of like World War II, it was.
Yeah, we have 5 seconds. Speak now, quick. Okay. Thanks for listening to Social Alternative Radio.
Yes.
Power to the
Thank
people.
You for having me.
Jai, come back again.
King. Sure, yeah, definitely.
Okay. I wish we had more time, but we're off the part that will get recorded for the archive. So, yes, thank you again. Thanks to everyone for listening. Stay tuned. If no one comes in, I'm going to continue with another hour of music, mostly maybe a little talk, but it won't be officially Social Alternative Radio. Maybe Jai will join me. You guys can both stick around if you want. And thanks again for listening, and we'll be back in another couple of weeks. And check out socialistalternative.org for more information about not only what's going on in the world, but how to get involved to change it. Thanks again.
get you up and I guess you out. But how long can you keep it up? Give me Honda, give me Sony, so cheap and real phony. Hong Kong dollar, Indian cents, English pounds and Eskimo pence. Seen the ads, cause it's nice. Better work hard, I seen the price. Never mind that, it's time for the bus. We got to work, and you're one of us. Clocks go slow in a place of work. Minutes drag and the hours jump. Yeah, wait, bye-bye. Wait, bye-bye to the boss. It's our profit, it's his loss. But anyway, the lunch bell ring. Take one out, do y'all. Cheese Boyga. What do we have for entertainment? Cops kicking gypsies on the pavement. Now the news has led to attention. Lunar landing of the Venice Convention. Italian monster shoots a lobster. Seafood restaurant gets out of hand. Car in the fridge, a fridge in the car. Like cowboys do in TV land. We'll get out the door. It's no good for man to work in cages. Hit the town, he drinks his wages. Your friend, your sweat. But did you notice you ain't getting? Your friend, your sweat. But did you notice not getting anywhere? Don't you ever stop long enough to start. Take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start. Get your car out of that gear. Call the mops, a fire at Engels. Came to the checkout at the 7-Eleven. Mops was stupid, but he had sense. Engels, Lenin, the necessary bent. On the game, but they was murdered by the other team. Went on to win 50-0. You can be true, you can be false. You'll be given the same reward. Socrates, a Milhouse, Dixon, both went the same way through the kitchen. Plato the Greek or in Tin Tin. Who's more famous than the billion millions? Who's Flash? Vacuum cleaner sucks up Budgie. Bye bye.
that was Green Day with Holiday, and you're listening to Unnamed Show. Actually, we're subbing for, we're having fun normally here, 1 to 2 every Sunday. DJ Jamie, who's on break with many other DJs here at WMFO. And by the way, you are listening to WMFO Medford, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, commercial-free, community-based radio. And so for the next, until 2, we're going to be just playing that, doing that freeform, community-based stuff for you. But you'll notice, kind of, maybe you'll notice a kind of political theme to the music. Yeah. So I know you brought in a, what?
Mic.
Oh, what mic are you for? Sorry.
Hello. Yeah, I brought in this the CD that I bought at one of the social alternative meetings.
Yeah.
Or should I say events that we had at the Democracy Center on Auburn Street in Cambridge. It's called Revolutionary Rap Music.
Yeah, and what are the two things we're going to play from that?
We'll play the quote from Malcolm X on track 12.
Okay.
And track 13 by Talib Kweli. And the name of the song is Revolution.
Okay. So before we get to that, though, this is going to sound a little odd. We're going to reintroduce that maybe in a minute. But before we get to that, we're going to play a song by Richard Thompson, which I already had queued up, called Dad's Gonna Kill Me. Dad is short for Baghdad. It's a song that came out of that time of the war. Yeah.
The first or the
and
second?
And from the standpoint, I don't know. I think the second one. The album was done by Richard Thompson, who 2007.
Yeah,
definitely. Baghdad, that's in Iraq?
Yeah, Baghdad, the capital of Iraq. Yeah. Dad's going to kill me, what the soldiers were saying. So Richard Thompson, by the way, if you don't know about him, is a came from sort of what I think was Fairpoint Convention, a folk rock band from the 60s. But he went solo fairly soon after that, like I think in the 70s. And has been a songwriter, guitar player ever since. And just lots of touring, lots of albums. And he's like one of these people that he jokes about it, too. He's got a good sense of humor. I've seen him in concert a few times where he's like the most prolific, well-known, not well-known, non-celebrity in the music industry.
The
best-known
unknown.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, he's really just never hits above the radar. One time I was in Trader Joe's, and they had this song going, "Back, Dad's Gonna Kill Me." And I thought maybe he's baked into the big time. It didn't happen. You know, he gets a little airplay here and there, especially when a new album comes out.
Well, you know
out,
why?
And he's
because
forgotten.
They have satellite
no,
radio.
I didn't know that. Okay.
That's why you probably get a better you know, selection of things that you don't hear in a regular radio station.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't mean to say poor old Richard Thompson, because I think he's doing okay, but but he does deserve more. And if you're in Britain, I think he'd have a higher profile. I'm not sure. I mean, I've been to Britain a few times, but because I, on YouTube the other day, was going through YouTube posts, and he's been on a lot of shows. They have a lot of music shows, especially from the 70s and 80s more. Mm-hmm. But he's still around. He still performs in this area sometimes. You've never heard of him, right, Jai?
No.
Okay. Well, I never heard of that other person. Who were you telling me about before the show?
Joyner Lucas. I know a good example of an unknown.
Jorda or Jordan?
Joyner.
Joyner Lucas from?
He's from Worcester.
Yay.
He's a Worcester native from the 508. He's very good.
Is he a rapper?
Yes, he's a rapper. I would highly recommend his album.
Did you bring it in?
I did not. I couldn't. It filled with swears.
Oh, no.
Not good for radio.
From Worcester. Did you guys see that commercial on TV? One of those furniture, Phyllis and somebody furniture. Bernie and Phil's. Yeah, one of the three big... One of the three big furniture places. There's this commercial that's on now that in the rotation. They do more than one at a time, where there's this posh woman saying, "Well, darling, I really like the foie gras tonight," or something like that. "And I really think we should buy this." The blah blah blah. And the guy goes, "Dolores, we're from Worcester." And all of a sudden, her accent changes to like a, you know, Worcester accent. Like,
that's so funny.
"Oh, you're right, dear." Something like that. It's really funny. It's really good. They got in trouble. They had these commercials that were like so sexually suggestive here in the United States, by United States standards, that they got, "Don't do that anymore.
We won't." I remember, were they the ones that used to, the track business, that say, "We also have a buffet for the people that I want, you know.
I think so, right?
I would love that.
They did at one time to attract business.
I'm so hungry right now, man.
Like, same.
Don't say anything about food. Buffet. Indian buffet. Central Square. yeah, so we're going to hear Richard Thompson in a second. But so if you just tuned in, you're listening to a show with no name. Subbing for We're Having Fun. We got to name this show. This is going to be a one-time show for 1 hour so automation doesn't take over. What should we call it?
We're Having Fun? Socialism?
No, no. Could get. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I think there's an essay CWI Facebook page, Revolutionary Cuts, about they just...
Let's call it that, Revolutionary Cuts.
Yeah, Revolutionary Cuts.
You're listening to Revolutionary Cuts here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform, commercial-free, community-based radio, also known as Tufts Educational Radio. Boy, this stuff, I say this stuff when I have nightmares in my head. I just haven't memorized. No, we've been on the Social Alternative Radio. The previous show has been on the air for over 10 years.
Whoa.
So we have some ingrained patterns of patter. But here, this is a brand new show, Revolutionary Cuts. If we play some non-political music, maybe we can make it sound political somehow. I don't know. let's hear Richard Thompson, though, real quick. And then we'll go to what Diego brought in. And at some point, I'm going to sneak out and say, you know, write something down. Okay, so here we go with Dad's Gonna Kill Me by Richard Thompson, a personal friend of mine, dear friend of mine. Just kidding. Never met him, but I was in the like second row of a concert at night in Lowell.
You basically met him.
Basically, they had this summer concert series in Lowell, and you have to sit on the grass, and everyone starts standing up because it was like one of these summer nights in New England that are so humid that there's like fog coming in, you know, and there's like everything's wet, you know, so we're all standing up, and I just happened to take up a lot of space and was staring right at him in the second row, and he was asking for requests. And he has this beautiful song called Bee's Wing about like these two factory workers that get together and they quit the job and they start trying to live on the road, but it's really hard. And it's a brilliant song. And it starts off with a line, I came to town, something, now I'm screwing it up. But anyways, he says the Hawks and the Doves during the Vietnam War. Like, he's such a good songwriter. He's like, places you there, boom. Anyway, so
what's his name again?
Richard Thompson. Yeah, and so we're gonna hear Dad's Gonna Kill Me. I never met Richard Thompson, but anyway, the thing of that story was that he played the song. I said Bee's Wing, and he's like, he kind of smirked and then started a boom, but started right into it, and I'm like, nah. That was great. Yeah. I went like this.
My experience with running into Redman and Method Man when they were doing the thing together.
Oh, that's so
that
cool.
That album in 99.
Who are they?
Like,
I have no idea what you're talking
they're
about.
They're rappers. One's from the Wu-Tang, the other one.
Oh, okay, I know Wu-Tang. I've heard of Wu-Tang.
Well, Method Man's from Wu-Tang. Redman was with some other group. But anyway.
Go ahead, sorry. I have something to ask. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but man, they rocked it. We were like, woo! You know?
I'm really, really curious about... Okay, so I'm old now, and I've gone through generations of rappers.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, like, rappers that at one time were very, very popular, that even they got into my consciousness. Mm. I don't listen to much rap. I mean, I really like it a lot, but I just happen not listen to it all that much.
There's but two kind of raps,
the rhyming I love so much. I know.
Yeah,
no, I know. That's one reason I don't listen is because it's too... Yeah. But, you know, anyway, I just think as an art form, it's brilliant. I just love the rhyming. I love the rhythm. Mm-hmm. But anyway, for whatever reason, I listen to tons of it. But I did listen to some Dead Prez. I did listen to some Fugees and all that, right?
Oh, Fugees,
Did you ever hear two questions. Trivia question. Did you ever hear of the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy?
No.
Put out one album?
No.
They were brilliant. Oh, no. One of them went on to be famous. You gotta check that out. Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy.
What's his name, Jeff?
I don't remember. I don't have the magic phone on me. So
they're probably that Oakland group.
But here's the thing, right? Here's the question for you guys.
What's the name of them again? The Disposable
Heroes of Hypocrisy. Yeah. They have a song that was just so brilliant.
What's it called?
And more than that. It was political. I played on the show way back in the day. But here's the thing, right? Here's the question for you guys that know rap better than me. A lot better. What's going on now with like bands that didn't go away, but they'd get no publicity anymore, like the Dead Prez and the Fugees and all that? What's going on? Are they like relegated to some little basement of rap and nobody hears them anymore? Isn't that weird though? Because they were so famous.
Places like Dead Press, I can see them being. Off,
yeah.
But they were so famous though, at one point.
Like,
I mean, they're still famous. Like their greatest hits are still played.
For Dead Press, I think they don't want to do the commercial rap thing. You know, they really went underground and still doing their thing, but underground. You know, especially now with the
there's a lot of rap bands like that though.
You
now,
you also
right?
got to look at today. We don't do a lot of where do you go to Sam Goody's or Tower
right,
Records?
Right,
everything's either on the internet, and if you even have those little mom pop shop like Cheapo Records in Central Square, those are just used stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything's it's been you know you can pretty much get everything on the internet nowadays.
Can you though? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know a little more about movies than music.
Like back in the day,
a lot of movies never got talk about getting into. A lot of movies never made this film the transition from frickin' film to VHS, much less film to DVDs, much less film to digital. You know what I mean? Like every generation, you lose people. No, they're not, man.
I promise you,
they're not.
You might not have found it. But
all right,
I promise you,
it's
there.
Black and white, like day and night. Look that one up. Okay. Right now, Bruno Ganz, famous German. Oh, you mean pirating? Everyone is. No,
oh, yes.
No,
yes.
No, because you know why? Because I used to know people that did that.
It exists on the internet.
And I knew people that did that, and they don't go into the movies, into the best movies. They go to crap movies to pirate.
No, but it's not.
I know, it's not just that kind of pirating.
Yeah, it's not just the kind that you buy as a DVD from your friend.
I get it.
We're talking about...
I get it. You're talking about major, like, Chinese government piracy.
We're talking about billions of people who exist in the world who have access to movies. Someone's recorded it somehow, or someone's leaked it somehow.
Sorry, no.
Yes.
And also, how do you find that in the traffic?
How do you find it? You just have to know what to search.
Well, maybe it's a bigger problem than we think.
What's it called?
Black and white, like day and night. You'll find the IMDb site about it and maybe something about Bruno Ganz, but you won't find the film. That's just not one example that I pull out of my I mean, that's just, that came out of the end of my head. It's a brilliant movie about a guy that becomes obsessed with chess. Bruno Ganz early in his career, anyway. Yeah, anyone know who Bruno Ganz is in the audience? No.
German
actor. He played Hitler in a movie,
is that the one, the guy that played in...
He's a brilliant actor, he's been in everything.
He was in that movie, The Downfall.
Yes.
He plays Hitler.
He was in his best known movie over here would be Wings of Desire by Wim Wenders.
He was also in this, there's this movie I'm watching now. It's called The Bada and... Meinhof Complex.
Yeah, yep, I saw that.
He is the head of the, I don't know, intelligence or whatever.
Yep. That came out, is that an older movie, like 80s or something?
That came out in around this decade.
I don't think I know it then. But there was other movie like that.
But it's based on the terrorist group going around. Ultra-left.
There was a big German movie about that called The Lost Honor of Katrina Blum, about someone being falsely accused of being a terrorist in Germany that was really famous. But he wasn't in that, I don't think. What else? He was in a lot of stuff. He just never translated into like a big American actor. CGI, I don't think that's there, man.
Is it a German movie?
Yeah. Das ist okay. Deutsche Film.
I think I found it in German, the IMDb page, and that'll make it easier for me to search for the movie.
But you won't. But my thing is, you're not going to find the
movie. No, but
the
movie. Is that the movie?
Yes, it is. A scientist who swore off playing chess after a nervous breakdown as a boy wunderkind, that means really good at chess, creates an undefeated chess program, but the Russian world champ beats Tommy Roseman's masterwork in, see full summary, whatever.
Well, now that I know the proper name, I promise you I can find it.
You know, you're going to find me a watchable version, and you're not going to. That's my guess.
I will find you a watchable version, I promise you.
Okay, you're one of these internet solves everything people. You can't be as a socialist, right?
I'm not saying internet solves everything. There's a difference between we can organize through the internet entirely and I can find you a movie on the internet.
It's a tool.
We can use it. I agree with that much.
Don't become totally dependent on it. Like some people, you know, like they, like...
Yeah, like my son, for example. But anyway, we won't go into that. Yeah, you know, I gotta tell people...
Like this whole online thing, like where I work.
Yeah.
You'll get this... You know, and I hate that sound because I know that's probably an order coming in while I'm busy doing other things.
Oh, really? Where are you working? Oh, you can't say. Okay, never mind. We'll
say it. Tahaza Kitchen. in Cambridge.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of food?
Mediterranean inspired.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Okay. Middle Eastern type. Falafel.
Fast food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ingredients are natural. They're not, you know.
Yeah. So we're about to enter the part of Revolutionary Cuts where we give quick, reviews of places to eat. Did you know that was a part of the show? And it's not Phantom Gourmet, which I really hate those guys.
Yeah.
It is better than Phantom Gourmet.
It's good food. It's good.
So I have to trash. What's the place in Central Square that's in the old white Castle Burger Palace?
Oh, the Falafel Palace?
Yeah, that place sucks. Oh, I hate that place.
They changed the owner.
Oh, when they changed it, it just got worse. It was always bad, but now it's just horrible.
I like the Pavilion right around the corner from it.
India Pavilion, yeah. Oh. Well, the problem with India Pavilion is, this is in Central Square, Cambridge, that you go in there for buffet, and it's always the same things. They gotta switch that up a little bit. Add some gulab jamun, for example. Add some, you know, something with lentils in it. Some dal. They don't ever have dal there. Yeah, what kind of Indian restaurant never has chicken. Dal? You know, but it is good, though. It's good.
There's that place right by Beacon and
Central Square. Kebab Factory.
You want to hear something about that? Sunday. Oh, my God. Yeah. They have variety.
They have good stuff. You want to hear something about Kebab Factory?
Right now, they got variety. You can go there and get
Kebab Factory is owned by a Shishi Indian restaurant in Wellesley, where if you go for lunch, it's affordable, like Kebab Factory. If you go for dinner, your head explodes and you have to walk out bleeding because it's just so expensive you can't afford it.
So it is inexpensive for lunch.
Yeah, don't go there at night ever.
So don't go there for like dinner. Hey, never. Honey, let's go eat dinner here.
Huh? Let's go mortgage the house again. Double mortgage on the house, honey, for dinner. No,
let's
that's
refinance.
One thing. When I was younger, I used to go eat fast food a lot and then waste money on restaurants, you know, fairly regularly because I liked it so much. And I learned fast that you can't do that, you know. And with kids, you can never do it, basically. So I'm not going out to those places much. Even the buffets I haven't hit recently. You couldn't find it, right? Right,
Chai? I'm going to find it.
The challenge. The challenge.
To be fair, you didn't tell me it was going to be a German movie.
Oh, well, I didn't think that mattered. I thought every film ever made was on the internet. That's what I heard.
On the internet, that doesn't mean that I don't know how to find it.
Ah, so that's exactly my point. My point. I might even concede it's on the internet somewhere, but how do you find it? How do you find it? That's the key. So, but anyway, back by my memory of places, including some of the buffets. You know, there's a buffet now in an Indian buffet in that place that sells Indian groceries in Central Square.
The Dosa Factory?
Yeah, yeah. But it's such a sketchy place when you walk in. It's not quite clean enough. And
yeah.
But what's good is their prices change on a daily basis, because depending on who's waiting on you when you go up to the counter. So I can get soup there for $2.98, lentil soup, if it's the right person. And I'm like, that's the cheapest soup I can find anyway.
Okay, and what's the other guy?
$3.95 or something, really? Which really, I hear that and my face drops. Depending on how hungry I am, I either walk out or I stay and bite the bullet. And, you know, it's sad, man. You got to count every penny. I can't go out to eat anymore, ever. And I used to like that stuff. But what do I remember from past? Oh, did I tell you what happened to me in the Central Square world of food? I went to Mariposa Bakery. Did you ever go to that one? As you're going towards MIT?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I go. So every time I've been in there, it's three times.
Does it get more shishi as you go?
Yes. It's more shishi. Yes.
MIT.
Does. Yes.
And then Mass Average.
Yes.
Yeah.
But okay. So.
Well, here you go. If you're ever in the, have you been to the MIT Student Lounge?
Decades ago. Not
upstairs,
recently.
Upstairs, they have a food court.
No, not recently. Yeah.
Japanese food.
Good.
$6.25.
Oh.
Without tax.
Oh my.
So if you're ever hungry, go there. Yeah. I recommend it.
Yeah.
$6.25, I repeat. Big plate of white rice.
I don't look like a student
vegetables.
Anymore. I could look like a professor,
okay,
I guess.
With the taxes, $6.70.
I'll just go, string theory. And then I'll go up and order something.
No, okay. If they tax you, it's gonna be $6.70 at the most. So it's still.
What's some other
affordable.
Like science phrases besides string theory I can string together? String theory.
Hypergenetics.
Epigenetics. Where's your mic? You're not speaking to the mic.
Epigenetics.
That one I've never heard of. What does that mean?
It's essentially your genes changing based off of your conditions. It's like
Marxism.
It's the definition of like dialectical materialism.
Yeah.
But in relation to biology.
Yeah, sounds like Stephen Jay Gould stuff. Yeah, yeah. Epigenetics. Epigenetic string theory. I'll have the Japanese for $6.25.
Yeah, yes. they got chicken teriyaki with the rice and steamed vegetables. Right forward, quick, boom.
Okay, Jai, what is the best place?
You would talk about what place?
In Worcester.
Bakery?
Oh, I'll tell that story later. It's a bad story.
I don't know about the best place in Worcester.
Just from your tastes. What do you like?
Puerto Rican food.
Yes, there are some amazing Puerto Rican restaurants out in Worcester. We have a very high Puerto Rican population, so they're everywhere. You can go to anyone, basically. A specific place.
Cambridge, we only got one.
Really?
One.
That's crazy. I couldn't imagine that.
It's called Izzy's, right in the middle of Harvard and Windsor, and it's right by the projects. And it's busy.
Oh, no. We have one on every
block. But because there's only one, there's no competition.
So. Every block, there's a Puerto Rican restaurant.
I don't know that place. Wow.
Let me see. There's a good Vietnamese place, Shabu or Shobu. I forget which one. It's pretty good.
Is that the one near the Mexican place?
I don't know. It's on Park Ave.
Yeah. No, remember that Mexican place we went to after meetings and stuff? It's right in the same strip.
Oh, La Teresa.
Same mall. Yeah. It's right next to it. No?
No.
Okay, it's the one that's in the old Friendlies. That one.
I don't know where the old Friendlies was.
Oh, okay.
But that's pretty good. Vietnamese
is the one
place
we took Alon to?
La Teresa's good.
Is the one we took Alon to? Is that the Shabu one?
I've never gone out to eat with Alon, so I wasn't there.
Okay, all right. Just guessing.
La Teresa, also on Park Ave. Very good. Other end of Park Ave, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Hacienda Don Juan. Very good. On Main Street.
Any Salvadorian places?
Probably, and I probably just don't know. It's a Salvadorian place. I don't know.
Where's Hacienda? I never heard of that one. Hacienda Don Juan?
Yeah. It's on Main Street. It's relatively near Clark.
Huh.
Not too far away. It's like within like a...
That's not the one
less
that...
Less than 10
That's not
walk.
The one that James likes that's like up in a... It looks like a house.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, they have papusas all the time. Yeah.
That's Salvadorian.
But it's like...
Oh, is it really?
It's like I'm walking into someone's kitchen, though. It's like I'm
I know it's great.
I'm a little yeah.
Have you
is
had
it
papusas?
Really?
Yes.
Is
yes,
there any? Are there any non-meat items on the?
There's cheese.
I love queso con todos.
Oh, papusas with queso.
That's it. No meat. That's it. You can do that.
Or you can. Yeah.
They won't look at you funny.
No, you just say I want papusas con queso.
All right, I'll do that. I like chicken. I'll do chicken.
Don't say revuelto, meaning it's cheese and pork.
No. I don't do pork or cow. Yeah.
They have chicken.
That's right. I could do chicken.
Pollo asado.
Yeah. So, is that it for Worcester? Come on. It's got to be. Did you go to this pizza by the slice place yet that's so popular?
Oh, Antonio's?
Yeah.
Antonio's is pretty good.
I've never been there.
They're very expensive, though.
Yeah, I've never been there. How much is a slice?
A slice is north of $4.
Oh, ouch.
Probably more like. Probably closer to like $5 a slice.
That's like I stepped into upper crust and I seen the price, I stepped right out.
Yeah. It's Yeah, they're trying to do it New York style, which doesn't make sense because Worcester is definitely not New York.
No.
Yeah, but New York pizza is so much better than any pizza in Massachusetts that I can't even begin to talk about it.
Yes. It's the water. It's the water.
I disagree with that a bit, but
you've been to New York City. You've had the pizza.
I have.
Yes.
And say it's better in Massachusetts. This greasy little pan-fried stuff is better than New York
pizza.
To
be fair, I went to one pizza place in, I don't know where, in some random place in the Bronx. I don't know.
You could do better than that.
I'm sure I can.
Yeah.
And I wasn't impressed, personally.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, mind-blowing.
Well, this is actually New York pizza on Mass Ave.
There is.
Inside of
Boston. It got worse,
though.
It got worse, yeah.
I used to go there.
Me too.
It came close. I don't know now. I haven't been in a long time.
Close is the way to describe it, yeah.
But it's just something about that New York-style pizza. I guess the only one that gets close to it is the North End. Regina's.
No.
But Antonio's is very good, but it's quite expensive. If you're going to go there, get a full pizza and split it with people.
Okay, here's my question.
It's like,
how do you order pizza by the slice? The menu has slices listed?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and you can have different kinds of... They make all different kinds. They have like their own special house pizzas or
but
whatever.
But it's not like a buffet where you choose your slice.
No, it is, kind of.
It is?
Yeah. Like, they have it all presented.
Kind of like
Cece's?
How do they know... What?
$5. Cece's, all
like
you
what?
Can eat.
It's way more expensive
it's
than Cece's.
Coming out. It's called...
You don't know Cece's? How do you not know
pizza,
Cece's?
I've never heard of it.
I don't think we have one. I don't think we have a whole lot in Massachusetts.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's like Red Lobster. Why do you even advertise? But then I forget again. It's national. So yeah.
When I lived in Virginia, there. I went to a CC's. It's very nice.
Well, I have to say, you know,
I was a child. I was like
$5.
I was like five.
Was it $5? Well,
yeah,
like
it was cheap.
Buffet?
It was.
I have to say,
but it was pretty good.
I have to say, in all honesty, I'm overweight, and I've been to a couple Chinese buffets where they kind of cut me off.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Who cut you off?
I've never heard of that.
They cut me off.
They said stop. No eat.
They didn't say that. They didn't say that, but they kind of brought the check over before I asked for it.
What the?
And took all the plates away and the forks and everything and gave me a dirty look.
Like, you had enough.
Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine who I was with at one of those where that happened, who was much more overweight than me, an ex-member of SA, he's like, someone did yell at him in a Chinese buffet. They yelled at him. They said, they said, like, you're eating too much.
Oh my God, that's so terrible.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know that was a
question
thing.
Is,
don't false advertise. It's a buffet,
well,
right? That's
go.
The whole definition.
My question is, am I going to go to EC's? Is that what it's called?
CC's.
And get cut off.
Wait, where were these? Because I've never heard of that happening in Worcester.
One was in Schenectady, New York.
Okay.
I have to say. And the other was in Palmer, Massachusetts.
Okay. That shouldn't happen.
Or somewhere in Western Mass. I think it was Palmer.
There are two Chinese buffets in Worcester. One's okay. The other one's pretty good.
Where? I didn't know about that.
Super Chinese Buffet, which is also right off of Park Ave. We've passed by it a number of times.
I love those places.
Then there's Imperial Buffet, which is...
I love those places.
Which is better. I'd go there, but it's kind of more remote, relatively speaking. I forget where it is exactly.
You know what I miss was the Old Country.
I never went to
those.
They
went out of business.
But there's Old Country Buffets? When did they go bust? Like last week or something?
A couple years ago.
No, there was one in Watertown.
That's gone. And it's vacant. It's been vacant for at least 2 years now.
But
I went there one Saturday.
I see commercials for them.
Maybe in other places in the country, but not here no more. They left.
That is sad. I hated it, but it's sad, though. The concept of going away is sad.
So I went there one Saturday because I used to take advantage of going in at 10:45, pay the price of the
lunch,
breakfast, which was
and
cheaper
hanging
than
out
lunch.
For lunch. Oh,
well, 15
nice.
15 minutes later.
Oh,
hold on.
Oh, that's great.
You don't have to pay extra.
That's so
you just,
great.
They just start transitioning
into
lunch.
I know.
Lunch.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So I had a brunch for like $8.
Hero status.
So I went in there.
Oh man.
What happened? They're closed.
Yeah.
Close for business. Blah,
that's
blah.
So sad. But
like,
see, the thing about buffets is when you don't have any money, you're in there, you have the illusion of feasting.
Yeah.
You have the illusion of like, this is going to last forever. And then you get hungry like 4 hours later.
Slowly.
You know?
You know what I mean? Like, you'll start with a salad, you'll start with a soup,
I go crazy.
And then you kind of go work your way up and then go, blah, blah, blah.
I brought my kids to an Imperial Buffet. I don't know if it's the same chain or not. Out in
it probably is
Medway or somewhere out there, and I don't know where it was. Anyway, Milford, I think, and they're done in 2 seconds. I mean, you got to eat fast if you have kids because they just don't want to hang around, you know. So I'm like,
that's true. That's
like,
very true.
But the
come on, Justin, have another chicken wing. Come on, we're not leaving yet.
That's but you that's interesting. I didn't know about the Chinese buffets in Worcester.
Yeah,
someone's gonna tell me.
There's Super Chinese Buffet and there's Imperial Chinese Buffet.
Wow.
This one here called the Xin Xiao on Mass Ave.
Yeah. I've been to that.
Oh, they're the best. It's
but
a little.
It's not
it's
that
up,
big
it's
though.
Like $12
it's not
or $14
that's
with
a
tip.
Relatively smallish buffet though, like in terms of number
but
of.
But their quality is better. They have sushi
it's
also
good.
Included.
It's
the
yeah,
desserts,
it's pretty good. Yeah,
the shrimp.
I've done that a couple times.
The little dim sum.
I think
type
I've been
of,
there with
you know,
Tom.
Yeah.
Rad, shout out.
Yeah,
we're not in social
like
radio land
sums,
right now.
You know
Tom.
What I mean? It's just a little this, a little that. It's not you know.
Tom was a co-host. Jai.
Tom Potter.
Yeah, you don't have to keep looking it up. I'll concede.
No, you got him in Cessna.
You're not gonna find it.
I'm gonna find it.
You're not gonna find
it. If I could read German, I promise you, I could find it.
You can read German?
If I could.
If you're just tuned in, you're listening to Revolutionary Cuts, a one-time show substituting for We're Having Fun by Jamie. Every other Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m., Jamie, We're Having Fun. But just to Sunday, because it's break here for students, we are putting out Revolutionary Cuts. But we've only got one or two cuts out so far. Because we started talking about, we went to the pseudo Phantom Gourmet segment of our show. We don't go out. I don't hide my identity, at least, when I go out to eat. So I can't be Phantom Gourmet. I hate Phantom Gourmet, though. They had
this?
A radio show.
Well, you know what they did.
Phantom Gourmet had a radio show, and they were sleazy.
The guy paid him, mm-hmm. and he still didn't come to the restaurant and do the show.
Wow.
Woo Burger. Remember I was working there?
Yeah.
Indian descent.
Yeah. They went out of business, too.
Yeah. But they paid him, and he's like, well, he's going to do it this weekend. He promised this weekend. God damn, I can see them going. He's going to do it this weekend. I paid him.
It'll save our business. It'll save our business.
You know?
Well, you know,
never got around to doing, the coming in and doing the whole whatever.
I get it. 9 out of 10 small businesses fail within the first year. A lot of Americans don't understand that.
And even he said
that
as owners. He's like, those two guys that do A-holes.
Oh, I know they are.
Big time A.
They had a radio show. They were so conservative. It was jaw-droppingly horrible.
And they're brothers,
horrible.
I think, right?
Three or four of them, actually, and they were all on the radio show. And it was a weird show. It was on, Saturday afternoons. And they thought they were, better than radio. So they would make fun of their own show, but not in a very funny way, but just why are we here? Why do we bother? I can't believe I got up for this. You know, it's 3 p.m. on a Saturday. And, they were horrible. And that show is so weird. I don't even understand why it's on the air. Do you know what we're talking about?
No.
Yeah, good.
No, I do not.
You're lucky.
The single doesn't go to Worcester.
It's the Phantom Gourmet. It's a show on Channel 38, whatever that is. Oh, no. Dad's going to kill me. We didn't put that in yet.
Is it track 4?
I don't know. I got to look it up again.
I think it was number 4.
Dad's going to kill me is 5.
Oh, 5.
You're listening to Revolutionary Cuts on WMPO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform, commercial-free, community-based radio. Say that 3 times fast in your dreams, and you can be a DJ here, maybe. Okay, so are we done with the food segment of our show?
Yeah.
I can't think of any.
Lady, a bad guy.
I didn't tell you the story about Mariposa Bakery.
Oh, okay.
So I go to Mariposa Bakery in Central Square, and it's the third time over the course of about 2 years that I've gone there, and every time I go in, it's the worst service of any place I've ever been in my life. And I'm very sympathetic to the workers, so I don't, make a big deal out of it, but it's always horrible, and you always wait forever. So this time, they managed to go up a notch from waiting forever to waiting never. Waiting for never. Because I sat there, and it wasn't that crowded, and I sat there, and everyone else was getting their orders. People that came in 10 minutes after me were getting their food and stuff. And I had just ordered a sandwich.
They probably did it online, so they don't have to wait.
No. They came in and ordered, and I see them sat down, and then they went and got their food. Everything was going well except for me, but I'm sitting right in front of the cashier, so I'm wondering, will the person working in front notice that I have no food in front of me? And this is like a coffee house type joint, so they don't like it when you come in and don't order anything. By the way, I go into New Cafe with 3 or 4 members of Socialist Alternative the other day, and I won't name who. Not one of them buys anything except for me. How does that look?
Listen, it's not.
I carry everyone's weight.
No.
All right? Okay. I don't have any money.
Jeff, we went there specifically for a debrief.
My recommendation.
Not to eat. Yeah, at your recommendation.
It's a cafe. You have to order something.
No, you don't.
Just get a glass of water for free.
You don't have
anything.
To order
oh,
anything.
You do.
No, you
oh,
don't.
Oh, God, you do. You do.
No.
Absolutely. But I see people.
New Cafe's expensive.
I know it is. I go in there with people from SA a lot. This is in Worcester, and they don't buy anything. Like 99% of SA people think they can go into a restaurant without buying
food. It's not a restaurant. It's a cafe. Cafes are different.
No,
okay.
No.
Yes, they are.
Please don't do this in New York. Please.
I'll do whatever I want.
Not New York. All right. So anyway. So I go. That wasn't the story. What was the story before that?
We did the same thing in Minneapolis.
No, you were talking about the...
Did you really? Then what did they do?
Nothing.
You're talking about the bakery that you just sitting
Mariposa
there.
Mariposa Bakery, where I did buy something, by the way, even though it's a cafe. And it is a cafe. And I... But see, I went up and I ordered my thing, and I paid, and I sat down, and it just went on and on. And I'm like... I hesitated saying anything because I have to do this sometimes. And I'm sick of doing it. Like, why did I get singled out for no service? So I went up finally and said, I ordered blah, blah. And the person just looked at me and all of a sudden got a little scared look in her eyes. And then the owner or the manager, maybe both, came over and I said, yeah, I'd like my money back because I ordered something 15 minutes ago and I have to go to work. It was right before work. And you know, blah, blah. And she looks at me, looks down, and then it goes off into the back. And the person that takes the orders followed her. They conferred for a couple minutes and came back and said, oh, here's your money back and a little cookie. They gave me a cookie, like, you know, about the size of a quarter as rec, you know, for all my trauma. You know, and
trauma.
Yeah, and so I'm like, okay, thank you. So what happened? You know, and they didn't want to tell me, and I finally kind of worked it out of them. They just never put my order in. Like, I saw her write it down, and she just apparently never handed it to the person, even though it wasn't that crowded. I mean, you know, so I did something I've never done before. I went to Yelp. Yelp.
Oh my god.
And I signed it to Yelp and I did a massive hate on them.
Wow.
Not rude, no swearing, just and completely factual. So the owner writes back and says, "Well, we did give you your money back." And I said, "Yes, you did."
Wow, that hits the nerve, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I said, "Yes, you
that's
did."
That's like, ouch.
But that's the third time I've been there where this has happened. So three strikes and you're out. I'm not going back anymore. It's ridiculous, you know? And then a customer writes and says, I've always had wonderful times at Mariposa. And I go, well, did you get your order? Anyway, it was fun. It was fun times on Yelp. I like Yelp. I'm sold on Yelp now. I don't use it, but
well, Yelp, is
around,
dead.
You're around
Yelp is
First
dead.
Street,
it's well,
what,
dead.
What do I use then? What do I use?
I'll hook you up with a bowl.
What's at Leechmere?
You don't use
if
oh,
where
you
by
work.
The yeah, Gallery yeah, Mall, yeah, just stop yeah. by and I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
You don't use anything. You just leave and deal with it.
What about Twitter?
I mean, can
I twit my bad meal experience?
Twit! It's tweet.
Can I Twitter
Jeff.
My bad
it's,
experiences?
It's tweet.
Can I Twitter?
No, just tweet, not Twitter. Just tweet.
So you're trying to make me out to be some sort of like troglodyte or something when it comes to like technology?
And, you are.
And in reality, I work all day on a computer. Very complex
Jeff,
programs.
You asked James if you could access your email on his computer because you didn't know.
No, I knew that.
You weren't sure if emails could be accessed
that wasn't the
from
question.
A different computer.
I deny that. That wasn't the
Jeff.
Question. That wasn't the question.
Jeff.
He was on something else. He was on something. He was doing something.
No. You specifically asked. Hey, this will sound like a dumb question, but can I access my email from your computer?
No, I deny that. I deny that till the day I die. Hey, there's an old saying in the labor movement, right? If they accuse you, if the boss accuses you of something, deny it. If they have pictures, deny it. So I deny this at all. Of course you can access email from any computer, multiple computers. Blah,
okay,
blah.
You didn't seem so sure.
Oh, come on. I must have been under the influence of cold weather or something. I don't know.
Nope, it was the summer.
I don't know what to say.
It was August.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. Sometimes at James's place, there's a certain cloudiness to the atmosphere. It's funny when I have phone meetings with a certain person, we'll stop naming. I hear this thing. It sounds like somebody doing scuba diving, and it's like. That's not what it is.
The listeners do not understand at all, Jeff.
I know. I can't do a bong sound on the air.
It's not a bong. It's a hookah.
Hookah. I can't do a hookah sound on the air.
It's just.
I just don't know. I'm just
water.
Not good enough.
It's just bubbling water.
I can't do
That's
bubbling water. I couldn't do Trump.
I'm not saying. I'm not denigrating you for not being
hey,
able to do the
dude.
Sound. I'm just saying.
Do you have a hey dude at the end of that?
Maybe that's why, though. Maybe I just got confused for a minute.
That's not how that works, Jeff.
I know.
Is it like when you walk into the Freedom Rally and you just get, you're there for like 5 minutes already, just like getting a secondhand smoke from all that?
You know, when we used to set up social alternative tables at those and nobody was interested. Go figure.
You know what,
they just wanted to smoke pot.
You know, I've seen all these little food things, venues, whatever they have there, food trucks or whatever, or hot dog stands.
Yeah.
Everybody just gravitate on that. I'm like,
I hear that smoking marijuana makes one hungry.
Yes, it does.
I wouldn't know.
They call it munchies for a reason.
But you see, I went to concerts in the 1970s. I think I inhaled more marijuana secondhand smoke than just about anybody. I mean, it was like gross. And my friends would like, it's because I wouldn't smoke, they would like try to shove it in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I'd get in little fist fights with them. No. I stayed straight edge. Me and Nick Wurst, I think, have never had any.
Yeah.
substances in our bodies, except all the chemicals that come with American food. You know, high fructose corn syrup and what's that stuff they put in that makes you poop a lot?
Which is illegal everywhere in the world.
There's something that begins with an O that they put in things now. Olarian or something actually makes you go to the bathroom if you eat too much of it. There's some disgusting stuff in American food. International listeners they're not listening anymore. It's not Social Alternative Radio. Our last show, we had international listeners. For Revolutionary Cuts, we're assuming nobody's listening outside of maybe three-mile radius.
Iranian comrades are not listening to this. Yeah.
We didn't get to Iran. Aww.
Or Tunisia.
We need a five-hour show for real. Not for Revolutionary Cuts banter, but for hardcore socialist alternative, you know, information and organizing. We need like 5 hours at least.
Yeah.
You didn't find that movie yet. How much did we bet on that? I forgot.
We didn't bet anything. Go away, Jeff.
$33.
Is that a lunch at a buffet in Imperial?
Yeah. I'm giving her a ride back to Worcester, and at the end of it, how much does it cost probably for Imperial Buffet?
About $10.
$15. That's a lot. Oof. Ouchie.
I think 15, but that might be with. Drinks.
I mean, I would get my money's worth, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying that's a lot to put up front, you know?
I think
what if something happens? What if I slip on the way to the bathroom or something?
Yeah, I think that's 15, including unlimited drinks as well.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Unlimited drinks. Yeah. Like, you mean like alcohol? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I know. Yeah.
Which allegedly you don't drink.
I very rarely drink alcohol. Very rarely. Although, if someone came up to me right now with sangria, I would just drink the whole thing. I just love that stuff. It's like the least alcoholic drink you can have, probably, but I just love it. No, really? What's least alcoholic?
It would definitely be beer.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Beer has less alcohol than sangria?
Most likely, yeah.
Well, because it's wine, right? Yeah, wine is have a higher...
Yeah.
Well, beer just tastes like crap to me. I don't know why. I really don't like it.
It's the lowest alcohol content you can get.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Why do people like beer, by the way? The taste grows on them. It grows on them. I understand.
I think it's entirely psychological.
Yeah, I think it's like if I don't drink beer, I can't talk to people and blah blah blah. But speaking of wine, speaking of alcohol,
I like stouts.
That's a little tastier. That's, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Irish I've had stouts that. Like Guinness.
I've been to London and actually drank like Guinness. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, I don't like it that much though.
Either. I used to go to the field a lot when I used to work at Mass Ave. Field, yep. I used to work at the Starbucks.
Yep.
And I would always hang out there for their fish and chips.
That's a friendly bar. Yeah.
And they're stouts.
Yeah.
$2 stouts.
You go to the. I've been to the field off and on, and they never. No matter what you do, they leave you alone. They leave you alone, no matter what's going on.
Well, the owner, he's. I know the owner. One of the owners. Good. And he's an ex IRA guy.
Very laid back.
Laid back guy. He doesn't bother. You can tell he's from Dublin, working class type. Yeah, you know, person. Yeah. He's just.
I've witnessed.
Nice guy. He go out there and say, "How's the food, my laddie?" You know,
No, and that particular bar, which is very laid back, but I have been times where I've witnessed very obnoxious behavior, some of which spilled over onto me, and I was expecting some bouncer to jump out of the shadows and like throw me through the window or something, and nothing happened. It was really nice. I really
like
that.
Even place. A pool table when we're like, you know.
Oh, yeah, we monopolize the pool table.
20 on each ball right now.
Yeah.
You know?
But, so Dad's going to kill me, Baghdad. And from an album called Sweet Warrior by Richard Thompson. I think we're going to get to that. Oh, we have to do it now or we'll never play the song. So all those of you who are waiting for this song, here it is finally. But you can find everything on
the
internet.
Revolutionary Cuts include a whole lot of songs. Three.
According to Jai, though, you can find everything you want on the internet. So why even bother listening, right?
Yeah.
Is that why people don't listen to the radio anymore?
Yeah, that's literally why. Because you can stream everything.
Is it because we're in the most alienated society, the belly of the beast of capitalism?
No, I think listening to radio. It depends.
Only
if
one
you're talking
station
about,
I listen to, and that's 7:40 a.m.
What if you're in a car?
Wait, hold on.
If you're talking about music radio,
the reason people don't listen to the radio is because they play the same five songs.
Yeah,
commercialized.
And, yeah, incredibly commercialized. Same five songs. They're not always bad, but it's just the same five songs.
Yeah.
And also, you can stream literally whatever you want, whenever you want. Like online
without paying,
if you don't pay, you can still listen to a bunch of music that you like in terms of a genre, in terms of like a general category. Right. But you don't.
No, I listen to music on YouTube at work all the time.
Yeah,
but I don't know how else to listen to it.
Like for like Spotify, for example.
I don't do that.
Yeah. If you don't pay for it, you can still listen to like exactly what you want to listen to. You just don't get to choose each individual song. It'll like shuffle it or whatever, or Pandora.
Oh,
or something
I didn't
like
know that. I thought you had to pay for Spotify and Pandora.
No. Oh, both of those are free. You can pay for Spotify, and that gives you more control, but you can just listen to Spotify generally and like play a whole album, and it'll just play that album.
Can we stop promoting capitalist enterprises for 1 minute here?
I'm not promoting. I'm just saying, I'm giving you resources.
We gotta play Dad's Gonna Kill Me. This is a long song. You'll be happy you waited this long, listeners. Dad's Gonna Kill Me by Richard Thompson.
Out in the desert, there's a soldier lying dead. Vultures pecking the eyes out of his head. Another day, that could have been me there instead. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. You hit the booby trap and you're in pieces. With every bullet, your risk increases. Old Alibaba, he's a different species. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me here. Dad's gonna kill me.